Toccoa Falls College in Toccoa Falls, Georgia. Since 1907, TFC, glorifying God through seeking and developing leaders who will impact the world for Jesus Christ. More information on TFC, call 706-886-7299 or visit them online at tfc.edu. That's tfc.edu.
Welcome to SGNP. Sit back for the next few minutes and hear stories heard nowhere else, on radio, in a magazine, or on the internet. We're the audible voice of gospel music. Our sole purpose at SGNP is to inspire, edify, encourage, and entertain. Now, here's our host, Darren Sutherland, and his partner, Southern Gospel Music Association president and lead singer for Dolly Parton's own quartet, The Kingdom Heirs, Arthur Rice. What's wrong with living right anyway?
Welcome once again to SGNP. Darren Sutherland here. My co-host Arthur Rice is out today. He's up in Dollywood with the Kingdom Heirs doing their big Christmas program for Dollywood. Go by and see the Kingdom Heirs there in Dollywood and tell Arthur we said hello. But today we got a big day on with us. Lisa Daggs is going to be our special guest. Lisa recently authored the book, Arthur, looking at me making a play on words, No Turning Back Regardless, How God Rescued Me, Redeemed Me, Restored My Heart with a Song, Lisa Daggs. Lisa is, folks, if you don't know this, the queen of Christian country music, so to speak.
Where's my crown, Darren?
That's right.
Where's my crown? I'll get it in heaven.
That's it. That's what our friend Jason Crabb always says. And on the line with us out there in California, it's still morning time out there, and I'm gonna make fun of her for just a second, folks. We were supposed to do this interview yesterday. And I was and I was a little under the weather and couldn't do it. And Lisa had fixed her hair and done her makeup and all that for this audio thing. And so today, you know, I said, Lisa, you don't have to do all that. This is audio. So today she's just at home being herself and having a good time.
Right.
Please welcome to SGNP, Lisa Daggs. Lisa, how are you today, sweetie?
You know, I'm doing great. You know, life has a lot of ups and downs. Some of you that know me know I lost my mom in June. That is not easy. You know, I reach out to those single moms. I was a single mom for a long time when my daughter was 8.
Yeah.
Until she was a little over 16. So for 8 years, I completely took care of her. I was at every cheerleading game, she was in advanced theater as well. So she's really great. She went to Harris Theater and she was Pandora in Pandora's Box, and she went to the Lene Festival and won a silver, and she was Drop Dead Juliet in the spoof for Juliet, Romeo and Juliet. She's just a fantastic actor, a singer, and a dancer. She was the first 4-year varsity cheerleader in the history of Sheldon High, and it's a huge school. So she's very talented, and that was a lot, you know, to try to do that while losing the house and a man walking out on us and my mom stroking out on my kitchen floor. But, you know, I had great roots. My mom, let me go way back because I accepted the Lord when I was young. I was in every choral group that I could be in church. I believe that Jesus was the Son of God. I believe that God was his father. I believed in the Holy Spirit. I believe Christ rose on the third day. I believe he was born by a virgin, and her name was Mary, and her husband was Joseph. I believe it all.
Yeah.
However, Darren, I got way ahead of God's plan. And when you go through a divorce when you're 10, because of your father and your mother, there is a huge hole.
Yeah.
And Faith God and I, we were married 12 and a half years, and we promised we were not going to do what happened in our lives. His parents divorced when he was 9, and I was 10. We said, we're not going to do this. You know, we're going to fight. We're going to fight for the marriage to keep it, you know, and make it work. But when someone opens the door, I don't know what happened, if I didn't know him or the door was open after the marriage, really shortly after the I do's, it wasn't blissful. There was verbal abuse.
Yeah.
Some DV, domestic violence, and here we were on the road, you know, singing. And Faith was nursing. We had her a couple of years after. We went to Nashville after getting married. We lived there for about 6 years. I had lived there before in my life.
Yeah.
Before I ever met him and really fell away from the Lord and became a drug addict, alcoholic, and singing in the studios and things like that. And when I moved back to California, I was going to stay out of the music business, but it really never left me. And so I started drinking again, and I got in an all-girl band, and then I formed my own, and it was Lisa Daggs with A Touch of Class, and we were getting ready to go sing to all the military men. And, you know, I was the leader of it. It was big casinos in Nevada and great places like Jackpot and Ely and Winnemucca, too. But anyway, I got to tell you, one night we were, I think, in Jackpot, and there was miners in one corner, cowboys in another, bikers in another, and Indians in another. All us girls with our wild hair and our short skirts and our textiles. We had arrived, Darren. We had arrived, you know?
Yeah.
But in the end, it was getting ready. We were getting ready to take my band over to the Department of Defense to all the military men. I'm a strong military believer. My dad was World War II fighter pilot, and my brother was 19 years in the Army, and I have a nephew who is on the lines of Afghanistan. I love our firemen. I love our military. I love our everybody. You know, I'm an all-American girl.
Right.
And, but I was going to go over there as a drug addict. You know, I had a $1,000 a day rock cocaine habit,
And that's really, Darren, when my world started crashing down. It was not the last time I was arrested. It certainly was not the first time. It was the fourth time. It was November 11th, 1989, which now just happens to be my sobriety date. So if you're counting, folks, while you're listening, I just celebrated 30 years clean and sober.
Awesome. But the most important thing I did, Darren, is I went into that rehab and, I spent just the last Thanksgiving that we all had with our loved ones, I spent that 30 years ago in a home with 30 women. 30 women, five of them were detoxing, but my dear mother came, so that was awesome. And then I spent Christmas there as well. That was quite a change.
Wow.
But it was a place where I was able to learn how to live. It was a place where I had discipline in my life. A place where we could come to the table and have our devotions in our pajamas, but by 8:45, we needed to be completely dressed and have our jammies put away, And then we had, when you're an alcoholic addict, everything in your life is chaotic. So they teach you little things like you have your laundry day on this day, or you cook the dessert this day, or you're the main meal this day, or you're on iced tea or whatever. And so you learn how to do life again. And it was really scary because, like I say, I was facing 3 to 5, and it was absolutely the grace of God that I didn't do a day in prison. On January 11th, 1990, I got on my knees with my mom, her dear friend, and another dear friend of mine. I thought we were just going to reminisce, but I knew when we started walking down into her very lovely home, and it had a fire pit as a prayer area, things started kind of flying off of me, and I'm like, oh no, God, no. I wanted to walk back up the stairs, but I'm glad I continued down into that fire pit because it was a time of surrender. And I was so ready, as many people may be. I want you to really hear this, folks. We're all so ready for God to take our junk, to take our heartache, to take our bitterness, our resentment, our broken heart, our broken dreams and fix them. But to give Him our heart and trust Him and reach out and take His hand, not knowing what His plan is for us, and not just have Him be Savior of our mess, but Lord of our life. Then when you put your dream in His hand, He says, I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not for evil, plans to give you a hope and a future. Darren, that's what He's done for me. He has restored my life. 9 CDs later, 21 number ones later, I'm married to a man now that the other one was not at all faithful, and we're not going to get into that, but it's beyond what you could have imagined. That's all I'll say, and it's sad because I don't know if that was him when I married him at church. I met him at church.
Wow.
Or if it was his own demons. I don't know. But my daughter is now 19. I'm married to a wonderful man, Ronnie Horton, who has a CD out. His family used to open up, they have 5 or 6 LPs, for the Oak Ridge Boys when they were doing gospel, and the Goodmans, and other, I forget who else. And then he knew Gary Smith, Gary Budd, was his good friend. And Jack Smith was my friend, and I didn't even know him, but I knew that his dad was my Sunday school teacher way back when I was little. So we knew a lot of the same people. Here, he's never tasted drugs, alcohol, sip of wine. This man, is an amazing man of God who speaks when he preaches it. He does right, speaks right.
Many years later, I went back to see if that little country church is how it used to be. Mama and Daddy and Charlie were gone, but when the preacher got up after that special song, something very strange began to happen to me. Well, I was shaking all over, I was weak in the knees, stood there crying, and I tried to explain, but Charlie's words were all I could say.
Glory, glory, glory.
Darren Sutherland here once again with you, and got to take a little short break and talk about one of our companies that make SGNP possible, MyPillow. And Arthur, rumor has it they were supposed to mail you some of their new premium sheets. And
got them.
They're great sheets. And
got them.
You got them.
Them.
But what else did you get? I mean, you call me and you said, man, they sent me bed sheets like you promised. Yeah. But you said your wife was jumping up. They're jizza cotton sheets or something like that. But what else
they're
did you
great.
Get?
They sent some pillows, and it worked out great because, of course, my wife and I have had pillows, and so the boys are so excited because they've got pillows now, and so they're excited. But, man, I love these sheets. They're awesome. The cool thing about them is you know, most of the mattresses now are so thick that, you know, normal sheets, they won't stay on. You
right.
know, every morning you got up and you got to put the fitted sheet back on where it's come off during the night. Man, these things are great. They're really deep. And we've had them on for, I don't know, a week or so now, and they ain't come off one time. So
there you go. 60-day money-back guarantee. Deep pockets to fit every corner of any mattress. Ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable, satin woven from Egypt, I believe. I think they get the cotton in there from, and that's MyPillow. Give them a call today, 1-800-544-8939. 1-800-544-8939. Make sure you use the code, the promo code SGNP. For MyPillow, Mike Lindell and the guys support gospel music. Why not support a company that supports gospel music? MyPillow, 1-800-544-8939. Use the offer code SGMP.
When I was a seeker, oh, I stumbled. While shepherds kept their watching o'er wandering flocks by night, all throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and hills, just everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ, oh, he is born. God is watching us. God is watching us. God is watching us from a distance. God is watching us. God is watching us. God
God is watching us from a distance.
Lisa, you know, as I read your book, and as I was reading your book, and I've read your story, and finding out about you, and we'll get into the Christian music thing in just a minute, but I see your pictures, and then I've been able to, in our brief conversations prior to this interview, you've been able to get your personality down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever think, because, you know, you're a beautiful lady, do you ever think when you watch shows like recently the CMA Awards that were on recently, and they had the tribute to women and this, that, and another, and we look up on stage and we see Reba and Martina McBride and Tanya Tucker and Dolly Parton and Carrie Underwood. Do you ever think, Lord, why not me? Why not me? Why am I not there? Do you ever think that? Because that's what you aspired to be, is one of those ladies there, but God had different plans for you. Do you ever think about that?
Well, you know, of course I have, Darren, and you know, when I worked down at Fridays, when I wasn't BC, is what I call it, before Christ.
Yeah.
All I knew when I first moved to Nashville was that I had a job, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when I moved back after 6 years, I met Zach, Faith's dad, and then we moved back to Nashville. You know,
right?
Doing it for the Lord, but it still, there was a brokenness in the marriage. Mm-hmm. So, and that's when I met Bill Gaither and Gloria, and I got to travel a lot. I was on 25 or 30 of their videos.
Yeah.
You know, yes, I won New Artist, then the next time I won Entertainer, and then I won Entertainer again, and then I won, you know, Female Vocalist, and how many number ones, and great, great records. I'm so proud of what I've been able to do.
Right.
But yes, I have. There was one time, though, Darren, that while I was married, and Faith was probably two, and a guy who had produced Shania Twain's movie, Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under?
Yes.
I forget his name right now because it was so long ago, but he had a brunette and a redhead girl, and they were looking for a lead singer who was blonde. They found me, and they were like, we hit the money low! You know, they're like, yes, this is awesome. But I had made a promise to the Lord, Darren, when I was sitting in that jail cell for the last time thinking I was going to face 3 to 5 years in prison, and I was sitting in there, and these girls were rocking back and forth, picking their scabs, and I'm like, I don't belong in here, but yes, I did. I broke the law, and I'm like, Lord, what do you have for me? What went wrong? And he said, in his gentleman voice, he said, compromise. Because of your compromise, these are your consequences, and I made a deal with him that I've never broke. I'd broken him before, and I'm not going to ask for a raise of hands of who did out there. But I was so serious that if he got me out of this girl did not want to go to prison. I didn't want to go there. Not a place for me. And I just said, if you get me out of this mess, I promise I'll never quit telling people what you've done for me.
Right.
And 30 years later, Darren, I'm still doing it. And so when I went to that audition and I nailed it, I did great. They were like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. I said, I just have to ask you something. I almost have his name. I think it was Steve something. I said, could I please, if we go on the road and we're on, can I at least say a couple sentences about being clean and sober and God helped me? He said, no.
Really?
I said, then I can't do it.
Wow.
And that's right before Shadazy.
Yeah.
And it's right before Dixie Chicks.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just have a whole lot more money. I could send you a really nice Christmas gift this year had I gone that way. But I would have let the Lord down. I wouldn't have been true to what I told God, and he got me out of the mess. He did what he said. I needed to do what I said.
Yeah.
I rock, and I love to produce my own stuff, and I color outside of the lines. And sometimes I dress a little blingy or a little more wild than Southern Gospel. And, you know, as long as I'm covered up, I don't really care.
There you go.
This is who I am. And, you know, the book, people said, my goodness, you were so raw, and you were this, and you were, man, you were like so open. Well, wait till you see the film, the movie. And it's not to say, oh, look what a bad girl I was. Not at all. That's called under the grace of God. It's
yeah.
Under his blood. But what I want to do, folks, you can blame me, you can judge me. I sure hope you don't. I hope you bring your kids that are lost to the redemption of Lisa Dagg, No Turning Back Regardless, the movie that's supposed to be coming out in 2020. And I hope you bring all of your family. And I'm going to push it as far as I can to R,
yeah,
and still let it be PG-13. Because you know what, folks? Drugs and alcohol are killing us. They're
yep.
killing the whole generation. People are dying.
and it's not pretty, and I don't want to fluff it out there. I want to show how ugly it gets. Yes, 30 years ago, from what I can remember, it's worse now. So hopefully we'll bend some things to make it more current. Please. But yeah, cocaine, my choice of drug, $1,000 a day.
Wow. I came out of the water. I raised my hands up to the Father. I gave it all to Him that day. Felt anew and kissed my face. Walked away, eyes wide open, to finally see where I was going. It didn't matter where I'd been, I'm not the same one I was then. I caught off track, I made mistakes, backslid my way into that place where souls get lost, lines get crossed, and the pain won't go away. I hit my knees, now here I stand. Well, there I was, now here I am. Well, here I am. Change. I got a lot of, hey, I'm sorry, for things I've done, and that was not me. I wish that I could take it all back. I just want to tell them that I caught off track, I made mistakes, backslid my way into that place where souls get lost, lines get crossed, and the pain won't go away.
Please, yeah. Sisters, pretend like you're in a room this day and time. You've got a high school. You've got a daughter that was in high school recently. You're in. Yeah. You see all the social pushes. You see all the peer pressure. You see what TV and what music ask young ladies to be. What do you say to those young ladies today that changes their thought process and says, hey, that's not for me. I want to be like Lisa Dax. I want to go her route, but I don't want to go through the cocaine and the problems. What do you say to those young ladies if you're speaking to them today and you got them in a room and talking to them?
Well, let's roll back 2 years ago. My daughter graduated. She's 19 and a half. So let's go back 2 years when she was in a junior senior year.
Yeah.
And she's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Dark hair, dark eyes. Full of personality, wildly talented. So she has a lot of friends. So all these cute girls are over at the house, and they have started going to these raves.
Yeah.
Raves are a place where I thought they're going to dance and drink water. That's what we were told.
Yeah.
They take Molly, they drink, and they have the EDM music, which is electronic music.
Yep.
And they have to drink water or else they'll dehydrate. They can die. And then they have 40, 50-year-old men that have these wrist bands on that can drink, and they're in the same room as your kids.
Yeah.
So this mom went looking for them and pushing people aside going, I want my daughter. She's 15. I want my daughter. What are you doing? Let my daughter in here. I was there trying to find her. But I tell you what I did. They were back at my house, and they're all kind of standing in the entryway. And I said, can I talk to you for a minute? And they're all beautiful. I said, no, I just want you to stop for a minute and hear me. I said, look at me. Look me in the eye. I said, do you know, do you have any idea how beautiful you are? Do you have any idea what your worth is? No matter what anybody said to you, you are so worthy of a good life. You're worthy of a man loving you for you and not your body. You're absolutely beautiful. You're smart. Why are you doing this? Why are you taking a Molly from China and then you take one tomorrow and it's not the same thing? You don't even know it's not regulated. Why would you jeopardize your life? There's mescaline, LSD, and ecstasy. Ecstasy, LSD, and mescaline.
Yeah.
Coming from China, and it looks like a big Rolaid stick, and they take that and then they trip on it.
Yeah.
I said, you know, you don't even know if you're going to come back. Oh, no, no, we tested. You're not that great. You're not that smart. Why are you doing this? Why? What's wrong? What's wrong at home? What's broken? You know, and they started to cry, and then my daughter goes, Mom, stop. Come on, Mom. You know, she's embarrassed. And they're like, no, Faith, we want to hear. We want to hear. I don't think that they've been told how beautiful they are. I don't think they've been told how lovely. I don't think they maybe even have been heard. But it's kind of crazy as some of those parents, and maybe you know, when they start to talk, it's like a different language. It's like, what are you even saying?
Yeah.
And they're very selfish. They're millennial. They don't like to help cook. They don't like to help with the Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
They don't give gifts. They don't give cards. They rarely say they're sorry. It's really a disservice. That's what I feel.
Wow.
Is that close enough?
That's close enough. That's close
and
enough.
And if they read my book, I really would hope they do.
Yeah.
And give it to their child. They can get it at Amazon.com, Lisa Daggs, No Turning Back, regardless. You can buy it at my website. Just ask you to write a review when you're done reading it. If I get 100, Amazon will start pushing them. And I really want it to go viral because I'm going to set it up for the movie. You know, here's the thing. Gloria Gaither wrote the foreword for me.
Yeah.
But 10 years ago, she asked me to write a book. And here's Bill and Gloria's like, man, your family is just so beautiful. Write a book on what has happened in your recovery and how you guys get along. Now, all this time, I didn't know my husband wasn't faithful. I wrote with a ghostwriter, 1, 2, and 4, and we outlined everything. It was getting ready to go to publishing, and then I found out of his cheating. I was like, what? I wanted to throw up at the computer, and I called Gloria. Absolutely every hole in my face was dripping, snot or water. It was not pretty.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Gloria, oh my God, I'm losing the house. I'm losing my marriage. I don't have a book. I've been raised Assemblies. I'm a woman. I don't have a ministry. My daughter's 8. How am I going to keep her in Christian school for $5.50 a month? My mom stroked out on my kitchen floor. Oh my gosh, he just rolled the motorhome up here, which is $1,000 a month, and he threw it and says, here's this. Here you go. Here's the keys to this. And then $3,200 for the house. I was like, wow. But you know what, Darren?
What's that?
I realized my house went up for auction. Somebody paid $1,000 more than we had taken. They got my house. And I didn't understand how God would allow this because at the beginning I told you that divorce was the scariest thing for me.
Yeah.
But he foreknew what would happen. And I walked into my kitchen. And I knew I was going to lose a bunch of stuff. And faith was it. I finally had the chin up and I got her to her Christian school. And I got my mom's OTPTST whatever coming because she had stroked out and now she's learning all these new things at my house. It's just me and Faith and Grammy. And I can't go anywhere to sing to provide for us because I've got Faith and Grammy and me.
Right.
And I walked into the living room. I wasn't mad at God ever. And I just said, Lord, I don't know how you're going to work this out. I don't know why you allowed this to happen. I told you this was the scariest thing in my life. It's not just the divorce. It's losing the house. It's my mom has stroked out. I am a single mother of an 8-year-old. And now I'm losing the studio
everything. And I said, no matter how I'm overlooked, no matter how hard the terrain is going to be, I'm going to serve you. There's no turning back. And he dropped that word in my heart, regardless. I didn't know at that point, Darren, it was going to be a song. And I didn't know it was going to be a book. God brought the book back. I won Entertainer of the Year for the Inspirational Country Music Association in, yep, I think it was April of 2018 on the Grand Ole Opry stage. Jason Crabb gave me my award. And when I got home, there was a message in my Facebook Messenger inbox from the same CEO, WordServe Literary, saying, I'm ready to talk about a book with you. 10 years later, we signed with Salem Media Group and Regnery Publishing, and now it's on Amazon, and I have them. And at one point, it was like 34,000. It was almost to the very top. That sounds like a lot down, 34,000 ahead of me, but that's out of 8 million.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm a first-time author.
Yeah.
And now I'm a first-time narrator.
There you go. Lisa, for folks that haven't heard your music, and we know, you know, we've already set the precedent. You were at one time a rising country music star. Then you've won this Christian Country Artist of the Year Award. Describe your music, because a lot of our fans are Southern Gospel fans or contemporary fans, and maybe they haven't heard of this. I've heard of Christian country, but describe to the folks. I think it's very similar to everything that I ever listened to, but describe to folks what Christian country music is.
Well, first I'm going to tell the Southern Gospel and the contemporary Christian and the Christian country and the mainstream. I love y'all. We're all doing something, and we're all doing what we're supposed to do. What my songs are, or if there, you know, there's a lot of worship out there right now, as you know, Darren.
Right.
I am really not a worship leader, but I feel that I am a worshiper.
Yeah.
When I sing. But I am a storyteller. I'm not a liar. Yeah. I'm a storyteller.
There you go.
So my songs are more of a story of where I've been, and then it's a question. It's like something that you can go, oh my goodness, she knows exactly. She's telling my story. Like there's one that we wrote that we just cut, but we haven't, I mean, we recorded tracks, but we haven't recorded the song yet, and it's called You Are Enough. It's like, who you are. They don't know just who you are. They see the lines, the tracks, the scars, but that won't tell them who you are. You've walked through pain. Don't you know you're more than shame? God sees you and he knows your name. He made you just the way you are. And you're stronger than you know and weaker than you show. You struggle to be loved. Don't you know you are enough? So it's real stuff.
Yeah.
We wrote that. Ronnie and I and Devin O'Day wrote that one.
Nice.
And it hasn't been cut yet, but we're working on it. But it's just about where people are in their life.
Awesome. I'm going to ask you one more question, and then we're going to close out because I know time and we've got to do it. There's a lady.
Yeah.
We don't know who she is. And the great thing about podcasts are, Lisa, that people listen to them on their own time and when they want to. Some people may listen to this the week it's sent out. Some person may listen to this podcast in 10 years. You or I don't know. Okay? There's someone out there without a shadow of a doubt in my heart and in my mind and my ministry that has listened to this whole podcast and they're listening and they're saying to themselves, but Lisa, you don't know my story. But Lisa, you don't know what I've been through. Lisa,
yes, I do.
Tell them that you do. Tell them what they need
I've
to do.
I've been everywhere you've been. I'm not proud of it. I used to say I was an addict alcoholic, or I'd say I was just addicted to more. And God completely saved my life. And I want you to know, whoever's listening, and he's talking about you, we never thought we'd get to that point. We never thought we'd go so low. We never thought we'd do the things we do. We never thought we'd wake up in the places we wake up. That is not who we are. That is what we have allowed ourselves to do. That's our choices of not serving our Creator and listening to the enemy, or being discouraged by our choices or things that were out of our control that happened to us. But I'm here to tell you, there is hope. But you are the only one that can make it work. You need to get up. You can shrink back in a corner and die, and the devil wins because he makes you ineffective. That's his whole goal. He wants you ineffective. If you have some strength left, I say get to your feet and reach out for help. Get away from wherever you are, of the people, the places, and the things, people you're hanging with, places that you go to, and the things that you're doing, your playthings. Get away from them and move towards someone that may have told you before that they'll always be there for you. Go to, I've got rehab places that I know here in Sacramento, California that would take you. I know places in Nashville. But if you don't quit, chances are you're going to die. And we don't want that for you. I didn't have to die because I bowed. I came to the end of my rope and realized I couldn't do it anymore without the hand of God and people in my life. And that's why recovery, the very first word, is we.
Wow.
We admitted that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity.
Awesome. Awesome story. Yeah. Awesome story. You know what, Lisa, you know what my favorite part of the book is? Can I tell you?
What?
It's the opening, one of the opening pages where you say, this book is dedicated to my faithful prayer warrior, my sweet mom. April 26, 1926, June 6, 2019. I will always love you. And just shows you when mama prays, heaven pays attention. Do they not?
That's exactly right. She's a mighty woman. I have never met someone as mighty as her. I mean, Gloria's real close. Gloria.
Yeah.
My mom wrote too. Gloria's a better writer.
Yeah.
You know, because she's been doing it so long. But mom was a poet and she would write things down too. But I tell you what, her, you know what her business card said?
What's that?
If you meet, it's pink and in maroon it says, if you meet me and forget me, you've lost nothing. If you meet Jesus and forget him, you've lost everything. Mm. Need prayer? Call Eileen.
There you go. The book's titled No Turning Back Regardless, Lisa Daggs, How God Rescued Me, Redeemed Me, and Restored My Heart with a Song. You can find it on Amazon or wherever you buy your books. Lisa, what's your website? Let everybody know that again. They want to check your music out. They've heard some of your songs today on the show.
Thank you. No doubt.
www.lisadaggs.net
to Facebook, everything, Instagram, Twitter. And my musician's page, everything is at Lisa Daggs Music.
And for that little lady in Kentucky that don't know how to spell Daggs, D-A-G-G-S, D-A-G-G-S.
That's right.
Yes.
D-A-G-G-S.
Lisa, thank you so much for taking time.
LisaDaggs.net.
Dot net. There you go.
Think of Fishers of Men.
There you go. Lisa, you got to make me one promise, all righty?
That
promise is when the movie comes out in 2020, if it comes out, you'll come back on the show and tell us all about it. Will you do that?
I would love to. I'm going to ask you to let your people know.
Yeah.
I don't need a bunch of haters and judgers because I'm pushing it as far as R.
Yeah.
But it'll still be PG-13 because drugs are ugly.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm going to try my best to reach the lost. So please pray for me. Pray for the financing. The writing of the script should be done in January. It's going to be done in January. And
nice.
This producer has worked with Robert Duvall and his son for 17 years. So let's go out there and let's win them for Christ before he comes back to sweep us off our feet. All right?
Awesome story.
Darren, thank you so much for all you've done.
Folks,
All right. Thanks,
Lisa. Lisa, you got to answer one question we always ask every artist at the end of the show, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to say the first thing that comes to your mind, okay?
Okay.
And it's just a little Southern slang, and I'll help you with the answer if you don't know, okay?
Okay.
We asked everybody, what's wrong with living right anyway?
Say, nothing.
Nothing at all. That's right. Nothing at all. You're exactly right. There's nothing wrong with it.
I'm telling you right now.
There you go.
I lived wrong for a long time. It hurts. You have to pay more than you make.
There you go.
Lisa,
hold the line. Hold the line. You've been listening to Lisa Dagg on SGNP. Love you, baby.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
Thank you for listening to SGNP. If you're listening on radio, please note you can listen to our podcast 24/7 on your own schedule. Just download wherever you get your podcasts from or visit us online at southerngospelnewspodcast.com. To hear it on your smart speaker, just ask Alexa or Google to play Southern Gospel News Podcast. And after listening, please leave a remark in the remarks section and subscribe, and you'll receive our program free every Friday. And remember to check out Southern Gospel News Podcast social media for daily fun and giveaways. We're the audible voice of gospel music. We look to uplift you every week. SGNP, where it's all about the gospel.
Across the ocean, I'd walk across the earth just to show you how much you're worth. For you are my ministry. You are my ministry. And you mean the world. You are precious to me. You are my ministry. You are my ministry. When we pray and I hold your hand, I know the Father's watching and unfolding his plan. And it is an honor to be right where I am, for you are my ministry. You are my
I'm not afraid to
preacher got up after the special song. Something very strange began to happen to me. I was shaking all over, I was weak in the knees. I stood there crying and I tried to explain, but Charlie's words were all I could say. And I said, oh my glory, 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 that was all I could say. That was my story. Oh my glory, 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 glory. Oh my glory, 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 that was all I could say. That was my story. Oh my glory, 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 glory. Oh my glory, 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 that was all I could say. That was my story. Oh my glory, 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 glory. Oh my glory, 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 that was all I could say. That was my story.
Tommy's words were all I could say.